This is St. Louis Public Radio. For fans of model trains, the magic of the holiday season arrives by steam locomotive. Hobbyists spend countless hours building and operating seasonal model train displays, both indoors and out, that are popular with children of all ages. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us to some local model train displays.
It's just after dusk, and Dan Schmitz, model trains are running on schedule in his front yard in Overland. 6-year-old Adam Mesmer watches wide-eyed as a red and silver locomotive pulls a string of tankers and freight cars past a little church and a drive-in theater showing A Miracle on 34th Street. As the train chugs over bridges and in and out of tunnels, Adam follows along.
Yeah, there it is.
Amy Mesmer says her son has toy trains of his own, and this is one of his favorite Christmas displays. They live nearby in Maryland Heights.
We come every year. He likes trains. He has probably since he was 2.
Schmidt is a landscaper. He designed this train garden 16 years ago, and it's a permanent fixture in the front yard of his brick bungalow on Windham Avenue. He runs G-scale trains that are a little bigger than most model trains. If you're looking for an over-the-top light show, you won't find it here. The holiday lights are the backdrop. The trains are the stars of this show.
I don't try to compete with the trains. I admire the technology that, you know, these million-dollar homes have, you know, with all the computerized and flashing lights. And it's awesome to look at. That's not my cup of tea.
On weekends, the line of cars passing by is sometimes bumper to bumper. Schmidt keeps a bonfire going in the driveway for folks who get out of their cars for a closer look.
That's a must because it does two things. It lets people stay a little longer and it helps build a rapport with me and them. And that's part of Christmas too.
68-year-old Gary Underwood of St. Peter's says it all brings back memories.
When we were little kids, maybe our parents had a tree and a train, and it was just so much fun. So here we are many, many years later, bringing our grandchildren out here.
Toy historians say American families started putting trains under their Christmas trees more than 100 years ago. But the practice became more widespread after World War II, when companies like Lionel and Marks began linking marketing campaigns to the holidays. Collector John Brophy remembers those trains from his childhood, including the whistle of a 1950s Lionel steam engine. On a recent Friday afternoon, he was tweaking the controls of a massive model train layout at the National Museum of Transportation in St. Louis County. Brophy's one of the volunteers who work on the museum's annual holiday train display. He says the best part is seeing how much people of all ages still enjoy watching model trains.
The day after Thanksgiving, we had well over 2,000 people. They were 4 deep around our train layout.
Brophy says there are dozens of train clubs in the St. Louis region, and many of them put on shows and displays during the holidays that are open to the public.
When I grew up in the 50s, Lionel trains were the big thing. You know, Lionel American Flyer, we'd go downtown and look at the window in Famous Bar, and we'd go up to the toy floor, and they'd have all the trains set up and running, and our whole baby boomer generation grew up with trains. Unfortunately, it's faded a little bit because of things like video games and that, but little kids love it. Thomas the Tank Engine has helped us out a lot.
Among the museum's displays is a train layout that was once in the window of the old Famous Bar Macy's store in downtown St. Louis. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.